is my pleasure to present...
Good morning and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Lube text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
Yo, welcome back in. Yeah, that's good.
It's getting hot.
Nope, not.
Take a ball.
Losing listeners.
I am getting so hot, I'm going to keep my clothes on.
Ron Artest.
That's not his name.
Ronald William Artest.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show I can't get a hold of. I tried him last week, and then I realized, hold on, it's been like a year since I talked to him.
Also, I tried Posner, Mike Posner, that number. Definitely not.
I'm going to go find him is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down to L.A. and find Ron Meta World Artest. Anyways, I found the story. Meta Sandiford Artest. I found the story. This is actually really funny. He was recently on with Danny Green on Inside the Green Room, his podcast.
I love when current players have podcasts,
by the way. I couldn't agree with you more. And by the way, still following Kwame Brown on Instagram and YouTube. That's still, and Stephen A. Smith responded yesterday by showing a bunch of really bad Kwame Brown highlights, lowlights. So there's going to be a response today. So Ron says, these are all quotes from Ron now. I was one of those people that, and by the way, somebody tweeted me once, was like, dude, it's really disrespectful for you to keep calling him Ron Artest. He's met a world peace. Literally on this station about 4 years ago, I was like, can I just keep calling you Ron? Because I get confused. He's like, you call me Ron forever. I was like, okay. So I got permission, so relax. Ron said, quote, I'm one of those people, I love attention. When I saw Ocho Cinco change his name, and it was 4 years before I did mine, I was like, yo, that's dope. I got to do that. At first I was, and this is so believable. At first I was going to be Queensbridge.
I remember that.
And then So Hood. Why didn't he do So Hood?
Queensbridge, So Hood.
The first game that I had with World Peace, I was like, this is the dumbest thing ever. I was coming off the bench at the time, 2011, and they say, Meta World Peace. And I remember not wanting to take off my warm-up. It was embarrassing. So I did think about changing my name back, but then I got used to it. People got used to it. But right now it's funny because I got married and my name now is Meta Sandiford Artest. I actually took my wife's last name.
Nice.
That's fantastic. There you go.
Progressive Ron Artest, as we all knew him.
There you go. And good for him finding new love and all that, you know, going through. No one wants to go through a divorce. And I know he'd known his first wife forever since they were kids and, you know, finding new love and making it happen, taking her last name. But wasn't there a panda friend in there somewhere, too?
Probably.
That one confused me.
I got to tease. Ready? Here it comes. Speaking of Queensbridge,
yeah.
Ron Artest has something to say about that coming up in Soundgarden.
Right now.
Soundgarden. Soundgarden. The cuts and clips that are catching our eye today. Soundgarden. It's time to go round the world with Soundgarden.
When I got drafted, I was right back to the hood. Like, literally, I had my whole hood at the draft. You know, we're taught like different, right? And that's just not acceptable. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I've seen people die for less.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got these kids that's coming from these environments that's, you know, populating these professional sports leagues. It's hard to turn it off. You're trying to provide for your family. You're trying to do as best as you can while trying to leave the baggage in the back or, you know, in the past. You know, and people don't really understand how difficult that is for certain athletes.
I do, and I will always remember a conversation at Arnold Studios with Ron late one night. And he was talking about, he was talking about hood. That was the topic Ron wanted to talk about was hood people. And again, nothing I can talk about, everything he can talk about. And he talked about how in the league you could tell very quickly who was hood and who was not. And he goes, generally the hood people don't go around talking about how hood they are. He goes, I grew up sleeping in a room with five other people. I grew up doing things I don't even want to talk about for food. I saw a man stabbed through the chest during a pickup game in Queensbridge with a plank because he said the wrong thing. And he would just go through all these stories. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that he said that stuck with me, because, of course, listen, I was raised in Carmichael. What the hell do I know? He goes, nobody who's really hood celebrates being hood. You don't want that. We're trying to get out of that. And then you have, again, his words, excuse me, these coddled AA, and I'm paraphrasing, but these coddled AAU kids coming up that have no idea what it was like for guys like me to struggle. And he named a few other players off, I forget, that also qualified in his eyes as coming from horrible situations. Mm-hmm. And he goes, but they want to embrace, he goes, they listen to their music, they watch the videos, they think it makes them tough. But when it comes down to it, he goes, there's a reason why 99% of every NBA fight has guys backtracking across the court. They're not hood. He goes, I've seen death. I don't want to see death. And that's why when Ron speaks on stuff like this, I it's like a Jeff Hutton, dude. I listen because he knows that of which what he's talking about. And he's right. What happened in Detroit, he said many, many times, this wasn't something he pre-planned. He couldn't turn it off.
No, it was just an automatic trigger.
When you go through life constantly dealing with the part of your brain that's the fight or flight, that's something that goes on. It's a switch that mm-hmm. gets pulled real easy. Ron was lying down on the scorer's table, and a cup of beer lands on his face. Yeah, dude, he snapped. I'm not saying it was good. I'm saying that's what happened. So when you do stuff like this, it's not just what happened to Russ. It's not just getting spit on, racially abused. That's horrible. But the real horrible thing is when one of these players snaps and hauls off and breaks a dude's face, that's when this becomes a whole different thing. The NBA's got to get on it. It sounds like they're trying to, so good for them. Number two.
Soundgarden. It's not a ton different as far as just the size and the feel. You know, there's not a lot of traffic in New Jersey. You know, it's a calm place. You know, obviously there's a different look to this city. You know, it's very green, trees everywhere, and Utah is definitely not like that. You know, there's definitely some aggressive drivers here, that's for sure. Getting used to that, you know, getting cut off about everywhere you go. You know, but really it's, you know, I feel like I'm at home. I don't feel homesick. I don't feel like I'm, you know, missing anything, or, you know, I'm having a blast. And I think, you know, the coaches and the players just make it easy to fit in and get going with everything.
Where in New Jersey is he staying at? It's super green.
Fifth and Johnson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been to New Jersey. I didn't see a whole lot of greenery.
If there isn't a major network running cameras on this, Zach goes to New York and they're showing this sweet-faced Utah kid
in Jersey.
In Jersey, going into the fishbowl that is the Jets. If we're not getting that, there's a problem.
I agree.
We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
All righty, three for madness. Tim Tebow influencing people already. We'll talk about the Suns' chances against the Lakers and Memorial Day. Let's talk food. I love this. Jay Mars wrote the questions today. That means they're good. Three for Madness is next.
1, 2, 3.
It's three for Madness time. Three for Madness. Three questions, three answers.
1, 2, 3. Woo!
It's three for Madness. Here's question one.
All right, coming up at 7:35, we'll get to halftime. Falcons and their first-round pick that may or may not exist for Julio Jones, we'll see.
I'm excited for that discussion.
I heard the term Mac Jones and swag yesterday.
Mac Jones, Swaggy Mac.
Swaggy Mac, that's a fine nickname, by the way.
Swaggy Mac, greater sign, Swaggy P.
Oh, easily Swaggy Mac. Hey, by the way, I'm glad you mentioned that. I was thinking about this last night. You know how there's an underground part of NBA Twitter that worships Lil B, the base god?
Yes.
And I'm kind of one of them because I've always felt like he's like the NBA prophet.
He is.
And if you have his blessings. I thought about this. He's like consistently blessed the Kings for like the last 5 years. Hasn't worked.
Or has it? Maybe it's a slow build towards greatness. A really slow build.
Has Lil B lost his, whatever?
No. I just think it just takes the Kings a little longer to accept the blessings,
okay,
so to speak.
Okay, all right. I'm not blaming Lil B. I'm just asking.
Yeah, don't do that. You don't want to be on that the wrong side of a Lil B blessing.
By the way, I love it that we have listeners that have listened and listened hard forever. That interview with Ron Artest where he talked about the guy getting stabbed through the chest on a playground in Queensbridge. That had to be 13 years ago. And somebody on the text line at 916-339-1140, I said it was a plank. He said, wasn't it a leg from a table? 100% correct. That's exactly right. It wasn't a plank. It was a leg from a table. You're right. I stand corrected. And thank you for listening.
I just got air checked.
I guess a story like that's not going to leave you. That's for sure. All right, 3 for Madness, question 1.
Tim Tebow has apparently inspired 38-year-old former Niners running back Brandon Jacobs to come out of retirement. Who would you like to see Tebow inspire to come out of retirement in any sport?
In any sport?
Any sport. You get your choice. And it's all because of Tebow.
Calvin Johnson.
That's a really good
Calvin
one.
Calvin Johnson.
That's really good. Bravo.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Because I'm trying to think. It's not just like who would I. Honestly, the first thing that popped my head was like Chris Webber. And I'm like,
it has to be like
right, somebody
not
that,
100 years old.
And somebody that could. Wow. Shade of Chris Webber is not 100 years old.
Macy's getting up there.
Wow. But I think old CJ could come back and he might not be Megatron, but he could be like.
Good
sort of Tron. Yeah, like it's still good. But bring Calvin Johnson. I'll tell you this much. Hey, dead serious. And, well, I shouldn't use Tim Tebow because everybody thinks he's lame, but.
Tim Tebow's pretty lame.
Hey, you got two guys in camp vying for a tight end job, and you got to decide who's going to get it. Calvin Johnson or Tim Tebow? Who are you taking? Put CJ at tight end, dude.
He's big enough.
He's absolutely big enough to play tight end. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'd probably take Calvin Johnson. I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head. I have to think about it. But basketball, generally, you don't retire for a few years and come back. And, you know, baseball, same kind of thing.
Mine was Flash, D-Wade.
Yeah.
I'd have liked one more D-Wade run.
I think
D-Wade could still play if he really said, yeah, I would be a bench guy.
He could probably be a bench guy and at best maybe be a low-cal Derrick Rose.
Like, I would have loved to have a D-Wade tour similar to what we had in Sacramento with Vince Carter, but, like, D-Wade plays in Sacramento for a year. That would have been everything to me.
Not only did he have an amazing career, but, dude, he's, like, hosting a TV show. He's got his hands in so many different things.
He also married Gabrielle Union, which is one of, like, the biggest come-ups in the history of life.
From Marquette to the Dream.
I love me Gabby Union. She's awesome.
How can you not love Dwayne Wade?
No, he is awesome. Like I said, wouldn't you have loved him for a year in Sacramento just as the mentor?
Yes.
Would you have bought a D-Wade Kings jersey?
Yes. Listen to me. Dwayne Wade has been so impactful in my life. That now when I see somebody named Dwayne and it's spelled D-W-A-Y-N-E, I instinctively, it doesn't look right to me. Whereas when Dwayne Wade came into the NBA, I was like, oh my God, he misspelled his name. D-W-Y, I've never seen. Normal to me.
If I ever have to put Dwayne Wade on our rundown, which happens from time to time, I still have to Google his name.
Uh-uh. Now that's normal. Everybody should spell their name like Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade, hey, real quick, Dwayne Wade, King of the Dwaynes.
Over Dedmon? Better Miami Heat Dwayne, Dedmon or Wade?
Well, give me a break. Let me think about it. Number two.
Question two.
The Suns went down 2-1 to the Lakers last night. With an ailing Chris Paul, do the number two Suns have any chance of winning this series?
No.
I agree.
None. Zero. Negative. Negative Niente. Chance. No chance. None. They may not win another game.
You think the Lakers will take this in five?
I think the over-under on Suns winning right now, games the Suns will win the rest of the series, is 1.5. I think that's the number. It might be half.
Half.
But no, I think the Lakers are, you know, poor Suns, dude. Can you imagine that? You come back, you have that year, you hit the number two, and oh, here's the Lakers. Here's the defending world champions who have been coasting and injured all year, and they're getting just right, just in time for you.
Yep, and then Chris Paul just coincidentally... Because it never fails, right? The basketball guys just never fail with this stuff.
And here's the sucky thing. I think the Suns very well could be the second best team in the West. I'd love to see a Suns-Jazz series or a Suns, you name it, Denver series. Suns-Clippers with a healthy Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, with a healthy Chris Paul, they might even beat the Lakers. But not without a healthy Chris Paul. No. Number three.
Question three.
It's Memorial Day weekend, sir. What's going on the grill this weekend to complement the playoffs and some baseball?
I don't mind telling you. I'm glad you asked because yesterday I made the decision. So going down to the farm, there will be a bunch of people down there. Not a bunch, but, you know, 15, 20. And I figured, you know what, usually I go down there and then my brother and I go out and we go to the grocery store and buy a bunch of stuff. So here's what I did. I used my Instacart hack. This isn't an ad. I don't get paid by it, but it's a great Instacart hack because we don't have a Costco card, but I love getting meat at Costco. Mm-hmm. On Instacart, you don't need a Costco card. You just order from Costco and they deliver it to your house.
I swear
to God.
Oh.
That's a hack.
I'm using that.
Thank you. So I went.
That's brilliant.
It really is brilliant. Thank you. So I went on Instacart and I ordered me a full Costco prime brisket, which I will be smoking on the old Traeger on Sunday. I'll wake up Monday morning, throw that sucker in a cooler, take it right on down to the farm, and that will feed everyone. Also,
I love brisket. Like, why is it so delicious?
I love brisket if it's done properly.
Well,
I know.
I mean, you could pretty much say that for any food.
Yeah, but brisket is the heavyweight champion of barbecue, and there are a lot of people that don't do it right. Just slow and low, dude.
Oh, yeah, don't try to fast cook
that
thing.
Do not try to fast cook it.
You'll be disappointed.
Slow and low. And honestly, I mean, we got a break. I won't get into it fully, but probably the best way to cook a brisket is by using Cinch propane. Yeah, that's right, baby. Now, you may be saying, well, hold on, Dave, you just said Traeger. That's wood pellets. Well, yeah, you're right. But here's the thing about gas grills. Now, you know how I am with gas grills. But you got wood chips, baby. Make it happen. Yeah, order right now. You might get lucky. You'll have that propane ready for you by Sunday. And the band's really into propane delivery, let me tell you. Hey! Go to cinch.com. CYNCH.com. And right now, use promo code Dave. And your first exchange will be just $10. Now, what is it? It's propane exchange. You put your old tank outside. They come by, they pick it up, and they drop off a brand new tank. Nice, clean tank, too. And that's it. You got your propane. You can also buy new tanks from them as well. No more going to the gas station. No more screwing around with that. And by the way, they're probably all out of propane by now anyways. This is, I think, along with July 4th, the two biggest propane using weekends of the year. Don't forget, you use for a fire pit, use for a space heater. You know what you can use it for. So not amateur paint, it's propane. Get there right now. Cinch.com, CYNCH, promo code Dave. Cinch.com, promo code Dave.
That was nice.
Coming up next.
All righty, halftime. We'll get into that. We got some baseball. We got some playoffs. And let's check out on NFL OTAs. Check in with them, I should say. And we have some sound clips for you. It's always fun. Don't go away. Oh, by the way, somebody says Dwayne The Rock Johnson has something to say to Dwayne Wade. We might have that conversation next.
1-800-920-1140 to talk.
Or maybe texting would be better.
Text the show at 916-339-1140. It's the Carmichael Dave Show on Sports 1140 KHCK.
Sports.
Sports.
It's all sports.
24 hours a day.
Halftime coming up.
Not when cockroaches are involved. Mm-hmm. It's not sports.
I don't like them. I don't like cockroaches.
Well, I live in that neighborhood that Ed was speaking about.
Yeah.
I have to go out every 2 weeks and spray the exterior of my house because of stuff like that. It's great.
When will cockroaches just realize, we don't want you?
Don't think that's their, they don't care. Filthy little, like, there's just not a whole lot more disgusting than a cockroach, right? Insectically speaking.
Like,
cockroaches are the top five.
Top five. Speaking of the top five, we were thinking about Mount Dwayne more. Wade would be number one, we said. Texter says, The Rock has something to say about that. That brings up an interesting, I'm going to put that as today's poll question. On your Mount Dwayne Moore, who do you put first, The Rock or Wade?
Oh, are we going to have ourselves a good old-fashioned Dwayne-off?
I think so. It's been a while since we've had a Dwayne-off.
When was the last Dwayne-off we had? Was it the one we just had in the hallway? Deadman versus Coswell?
Deadman versus Coswell. That's a rough one. Drunk Neighbor John just did his 10th cinch delivery. Well done, John. Thank you for supporting.
It's so easy. You can do it after a few brews.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. True story, and then we'll get to halftime. Speaking of stuff Ed was talking about. So the Sacramento lady, whatever that punched the Southwest flight attendant, right?
Yeah.
So she was from Antelope. So... That's near my hood, my neighborhood. So I watched the some. I don't know if you saw this, but they released a video yesterday of it happening, and then a hero gentleman getting in between him was like, "What are you doing?" Broke it up. Awesome. He should be able to fly Southwest forever.
We also need to get like a Sacramento medal for that guy.
I completely agree.
Medal of Courage or something.
Also, Taro was on that flight, apparently. Yeah, I found that out. So he was on that flight. That wasn't involved in any of it, but he was on that particular flight. So
Taro actually flies the plane, guys.
Yes, it's his own plane. So anyways, I see the video and I go, oh my God. And I show it to my wife and she goes, oh my God. Now the person who punched the flight attendant was wearing a mask,
mm-hmm.
but we know her. She's one of the moms in my son's little league.
Oh,
that we've known for years. We've had dinners together.
This is an interesting plot twist,
right? And I go, oh my God. And listen, not that, how do I say, I gotta really say this correctly because it's a super serious story. She also, she has a temper,
uh-huh.
not like that temper, like we're still shocked, but like.
Are you sure?
But it's also one of those things where we're like, well, I mean, yeah, I could kind of, like it would shock me, but it wouldn't knock me dead seeing that.
Has she yelled at an umpire before?
Oh my God, yes.
She's that mom? Okay, great. But
like controlled. She's really a sweetheart, but no. Let me get to the end of this. You gotta let me get to the end of the story.
She's
though.
Really don't, a sweetheart.
Don't judge before you let me get to the end of the story. Then
oh, no
judge.
Judging for me.
Trust me, actually a sweetheart, a great family. But you know, she's loud. She'll let you know what she thinks.
She's vocal.
It's one of those people you want to be your friend and not the other way, right?
Yeah.
So, anyways, I call her on speaker with my wife next to me. I call her. She picks up, hey, Dave. I go, hey, Frida. I won't say her real name. I go, you know what I'm going to ask. I got to know. And she goes, huh? And I go, I won't say anything, but seriously, was that you? And she goes, oh. Apparently she's been getting called left and right. It wasn't mm-hmm. her. It was not her. It wasn't oh. her. Wasn't her.
Okay.
But apparently she's gotten like 30 phone calls of people
you
that thought that was her.
You just ruined it.
No.
Why? Okay, well, lie.
I think, honestly, if it was her, I wouldn't tell the story. If it did end up being her, I would probably keep that to
myself.
Dude,
you should have lied and said it was totally her and that she threatened something.
No, because honestly, let me put it this way. Had it been her, that would have been our last conversation ever.
Halftime.
I didn't want to believe it was her, and it wasn't. But apparently, she's got like 30 phone. I guess the mask does that. Like some people, just eyes and forehead.
I've noticed when I have it on, people smile at me more. I'm like, oh, you can't see my face.
Right. Same here. For guys like me and you, wearing masks is like that's a great thing. We're good looking.
No, I'm telling you.
Or at least we're not known as bad looking.
Correct.
But yeah, I'm just really glad it wasn't her. And yeah, I hope that
throw
the book
at
that
story
lady, dude.
Sucked.
You suck.
I know.
Halftime.
You guys suck. That's how my coach used to get me fired up at halftime.
It's halftime. As we get into the second half of the show, here's what we've been looking at so far and what we'll be talking about next.
Denver hangs on to beat Portland in game number 3. They take a 2-1 lead in the best of 7 series. 120-115 is the final.
Iconic call.
What?
Iconic call.
Iconic call. Hey, Denver up 2-1, 3-6. Interesting year for Denver. You know, Jamal Murray, but now Austin Rivers and Campazzo step up. 30-year-old rookie. That's neat.
Don't forget Aaron Gordon's been good since going
Aaron
there.
Aaron Gordon, that
after. They also have a center that's decent.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm watching this Blazers team, man. Like, Terry Stotts is gone, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, unless by some miracle he got them to the NBA Finals.
He's gone, and I'm not sure that he should be. But
no, I don't think that's the correct move, but.
But, you know, I mean, they've pretty much been. What is the big move the Blazers made?
Drafting Dame Lillard.
Like, they have Dame Lillard.
Losing LaMarcus Aldridge. Okay. That's the big move they made.
That's my question. Like, everybody off the top of your head, they have Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum. The yesteryear's version of De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton, right? They've had them for years now.
Splash Brothers adjacent.
What has been their big move?
Nurkic?
Carmelo?
Robert Covington?
I mean, that's a solid move.
Norm Powell.
It's like you can blame...
Drafting Zach Collins?
Harry Giles.
Not their move.
Yeah. You can blame Portland all you... Or Stotts all you want, but my question is kind of, what are they... They haven't really done it. They're just like, well, this is our backcourt. We'll add some people.
I've thought for years they needed to basically find another superstar
right.
to pair with Dame, with CJ being obviously the biggest part of a trade. But they've kind of for years now just like they're just kind of happy to be somewhere between 3 and 7
yeah.
in the playoffs.
And they're wasting the second best, third best, top three backcourt in the NBA over yeah. the last, you know, 6-7 years. And on top of that, you know, you just mentioned it. I agree with you on the superstar as far as winning a championship, but what if they grabbed Aaron Gordon?
Mm-hmm.
They
were rumored to be
right.
in on him.
High mid-level move.
I still think you need to go for another star. I thought they should have pulled a Toronto Kawhi move when Anthony Davis was available and basically said, screw it, AD and Dame, let's see what
right.
we can do for a year.
Well, Stotts is going to take the fall for that. That's fine. Anyways, Nuggets 120, Blazers 115. The Blazers had no answer.
Mm-mm.
No answer for Jokic. Not that anybody does, but he looked like a kid playing with a bunch of 10th graders out there.
Yeah, well, yeah. He kind of was.
All right, number two.
Halftime. Bucks will drain out the time. They lead this series 3-0 with an outstanding performance, leading by 32 tonight in Miami. Winning 113-84 is the final.
An ethering.
Twice in a row now.
Twice in a row.
After a very competitive game one.
A wonderful game one. A game one in which I'm watching the game the whole time thinking, oh my God, the Heat are going to do this again. And Giannis just signed his extension. Is Wisconsin going to have two MVP superstars that want to go somewhere else? Is this a thing now? And they won it in overtime. And then they have just, that was, whatever clicked.
Yeah, whatever clicked with Milwaukee clicked, but whatever didn't click with Miami sure didn't click. That team is fascinating to me. Coming off of, you know, the bubble, making the NBA finals. You get in this year, they've had injury issues, they had COVID issues. Tyler Hero forgot how to play basketball, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's just not a thing anymore. They made the Victor Oladipo move, which blew up in their face. I mean, not that they gave up much for him. You know, they make the move for Nemanja Bjelica, that does nothing. Like, he's barely even done anything in Miami.
I
Dwayne Dedmon's been their best move all year.
You're not exactly lying as far as impact goes. And then let me finish. I'm doing some stats on the fly here.
We call those fly stats.
Let's see. This is actually pretty crazy. All right. In the last two losses for the Heat, Trevor Ariza has started both games. He's played a combined 37 minutes. He has 6 boards, 5 assists, and no points. Hey. And listen, we get it.
Wait, is that a Heat stat line or a King stat line you read for Trevor?
I mean,
very similar.
And understandable. Listen, the context there. Trevor Ariza is not, he's not starting for offense. Trevor Ariza's job out there is to play defense, but I don't know that I don't know that he's even doing that well. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Apparently starred Trevor Ariza, which...
The Bucks look...
And Trev's what, 56 now?
Yeah,
like,
0-7 from the field for old Trevor.
Lord.
All right, number three.
Halftime.
0-2 pitch on the way. Swung on a ground ball to short. Elvis is right there. Turns, throws to first for the out. And Chris Bassett has thrown the game of his life.
I like how... When I hear Ken Korak say, and Elvis is there and throws it first, I just immediately think, hey, no, no, no. Just, you know.
That's corny.
It's not really Elvis. It's Elvis.
No, it is really
Elvis.
I mean,
Elvis. It's really Elvis, but not Elvis.
No. Elvis. Not Presley. He's dead.
Hey, hold on. Mount Elvis more. Okay,
Presley.
Gerback.
Duran.
Who's Elvis Duran?
Elvis Duran has been doing like syndicated morning radio for Top 40 for
Elvis
like 25
okay.
years.
Oh, no. He's not on there. No. Watch.
How did Gerback make it on, by the way?
Presley.
Uh-huh.
Andrews, Gerback, Costello.
I would still argue Elvis Duran over Elvis Gerback.
Really?
Yeah.
Did Elvis Duran play quarterback in the NFL?
Twice.
Okay. A's win. A's win. The A's win. They have a 1.5 game lead on the Houston Astros.
Got some help from the Angels last night.
Yeah, they did. So Shohei Ohtani, or as Jay said earlier, no show.
Hey,
hey Ohtani. Ohtani. So, like, apparently, it was a traffic jam.
On the Bay Bridge.
That scratched him from his start. There was an accident on the Bay Bridge where one of the Angels, not involving any of the Angels' buses, but several of their buses were on the bridge at the time. It should have been a 45-minute trip. He ends up on BART. Now, how he got from the traffic jam on the Bay Bridge to BART, I mean, did they pull off eventually? Did he walk? Was he helicoptered? I don't know.
Wouldn't you just love to see all the Angels with their equipment walking on the Bay Bridge looking for
absolutely
a BART station?
Somebody flies in the Ohtani copter to grab me. He's holding on.
Here's the thing. If you're playing in the Bay Area, whether you're playing the A's or the Giants.
Oh, see, this is the part of the story I love, too.
Yo, like, the traffic's really bad, and that stuff happens all the time. If you have a 7 o'clock game, you need to leave by noon.
Okay, but that's not what caught my eye. See, you're close. But what that says is that when you're playing in the Bay Area and you're visiting, whether you're playing the Giants or the A's, everybody stays in San Francisco.
Yes, 100%.
This wouldn't have been a problem if the Angels had stayed in Oakland. But they were like, no, we're good. We're going to stay in San Francisco, and then we'll just go over the bridge. We'll go over the bridge to play, and then we're coming right back. But nobody wants to stay in Oakland, apparently. BART had said on Twitter, which, by the way, BART, I guess, tweets, they had no problems with any trains at that time. Quote, this is a quote from BART. First, wow, what an honor to host a baseball superstar like Shohei Ohtani on BART. We did not experience any issues on our end. We confirmed with Operations Control Center that there was no delay for any Coliseum heading train during the Bay Bridge incident. And then more and more people looking into it think that maybe he just didn't transfer properly, which now that I can believe. I've taken BART before.
Yeah, it's confusing.
I don't know what the hell's going on. I have no idea.
I only go on BART with my wonderful significant other because she knows the BART system like the back of her hand.
Okay.
It's such a great hack to have a BART person with you.
Oh, I completely agree. I don't know. Yeah.
There was another game involving a Bay Area team that you've glossed over twice now, and I'm gonna throw a mic flag at you.
I mean,
it was a good game. Really good baseball.
You say that. Okay, hold on. Well, I wouldn't call it a game. I wouldn't call it a game, but here's the clip. I'll play it, and then don't get mad.
When it initially happened, there's a million emotions that go on throughout your head. I want to play football. I want to go out there and win games. That's what I do. And so it wasn't anything too crazy. It took a little while to get, process everything.
It was OTAs involving the other Bay Area team. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo right there. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Jay, so I'm kind of disappointed in you just talking about, going through everything, Trey Lance, et cetera, et cetera. Kyle Shanahan had some great things to say too, Jay.
Throwing a lot at Trey that he's hearing for the first time. Being with him these last 2 weeks, he's been everything that we hoped and more. I think he's a very smart kid. He's a very humble kid. I think he's a very natural leader. I think the guys have gravitated to him, and it's been fun to throw a lot at him.
So there you go. OTAs. Niners. Warriors are out of it, so there's nothing really there. Trent on the YouTube chat says Marshawn Lynch used to take BART to Raider games.
Thank you, Trent.
Mm-hmm. NFL? What are you staring at me for?
Sure.
Fine. You know what? Fine.
Just once.
You want to be that guy?
Listen. Fine. There are several fans listening that want to hear about their...
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
No, there's literally not one. And the one that does, I don't care about.
So more A's fans than the other team?
No, the other team doesn't want to hear about it.
I disagree.
0-2 pitch on the way. Swung on a ground ball to short. Elvis is right there. Turns, throws to first for the out.
Great. You happy? This is it. That was the clip. What did you turn it down for?
You're just, it's Friday troll mode, isn't it? I see you.
Fine.
Julio Jones.
Fly ball in the left center field. DJ Peters is there. He's got it. And the Dodgers have won 13 of their last 15. Jansen records a save, his 12th of the year. Dodgers beat the Giants 4-3.
There you go. Go ahead. Your segment. Break it down. Go ahead, Jay.
Great pitching by the Dodgers last night going into a bullpen game. David Price, you know, the guy they can just conveniently bring out of the bullpen because they can, you know,
they spend $9 million
on a salary. I get it. You know, I think he went 2 2/3 last night. Just really carried him through. Giants just couldn't get the bats going enough. Blake Treinen comes in. Nasty slider.
More like Blake Doonan.
Why?
Because he wasn't trying out there.
He tried really hard, actually. No, he tried.
Do or do not, there is no try.
He does and tries. That's why they call him Blake Does Treinen. Okay. Ew. And a good game. Good game. Giants got three more with the Dodgers this weekend and possibly could get their first win against the Dodgers all season. This weekend, that would be a positive thing to hang the old black and orange hat on. Mm-hmm. Julio Jones will not be playing for the San Francisco Giants. I am told they did not offer a first round pick for him.
No, and according to the NFL, and thank God we're out of this now. I mean, I don't know. Listen, Dodgers beat the Giants. Who cares?
Everyone.
Dodgers are awesome. The Giants aren't.
Literally. Two of the best teams in baseball.
No, one of the best teams in baseball and one of the...
Recordically speaking is what we're going with.
In baseball.
Recordically speaking, are they one of the best teams in baseball? They are. Mm. I'll let Buster Posey know you hate him.
We talked about this yesterday. Love Florida State's Buster Posey.
No, you don't.
The Falcons have an offer of a first-round pick for Julio Jones, according to sources. Now, we talked about this yesterday. We have no way of knowing that. And really, who's going to put that? This is where you have to dissect the media. Who does it benefit to say that? How do you even know that's true? And we'll present for you what most likely is going on. The Falcons don't have an offer for a first-round pick. So somebody from the Falcons grabs a national reporter and says, hey, we have an offer for a first-round pick, and we're thinking we might get this thing done next week.
We might pull the trigger on this one.
It tweets out. It sends out. It's on ESPN. Everybody sees it. And guess what? Every single general manager in the NFL sees it. And anyone who thought, well, maybe, just maybe we can get Julio Jones, they now know if they believe that report, they now are thinking, oh, well, I mean, this is what the Falcons are trying to do. Oh, we better come up with a first-round pick or more. So this is one of those things that it's very smart, but it's also annoying because it insults intelligence, where you have a team using the media to try to negotiate a higher price, which that's your job.
Happens
go for
all
it.
The time.
But I just, and by the way, they might have an offer for a first-round pick.
Well, I was going to say, let's look at the other 31 teams. Who do you think would offer a first-round pick? I got one in mind.
You think it's Jacksonville?
No.
All right, let me roll through, also assuming they want to trade him to the AFC. So we'll start there.
That's actually, you're in the right ballpark.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I guess stadium.
Huh?
I guess stadium, not ballpark. We're talking football.
It's not the Titans would be a long shot, but
I think Titans should go after him.
I agree. And the Browns have Odell Beckham.
I go a little more further west.
Broncos?
Mm-mm. Who loves them big name players on offense?
Oh God! You really? No, wait. Are we still in the AFC? Or are we in the?
Oh,
AFC?
We're in the AFC.
An AFC that loves, oh God, really? You think it's, do you really, oh God, it could be, couldn't it? Because the first two teams I think of when you say that are the Raiders and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, he said on that FS1 thing, I ain't going to the Cowboys, I'm trying to win. But couldn't you see John Gruden texting Mike Mayock? Hey, Julio's available, I saw it on the TV. What? First round pick. We screw those up all the time, let's just trade one for a star.
I mean, if you're thinking about it like that, it's kind of true. Which is why I also think it's hilarious, just tying that back before we break. We were talking online the other day about do the Kings trade their first-round pick? And I'm of the belief that unless that's a top-three pick, that pick is more likely gone than anything else.
I might even go top one. I could see them having the two or the three and actually trading it.
So here's what's funny. You have half of the Kings fan base that goes absolutely apoplectic at the idea of trading a pick.
What does that mean?
Crazy.
Yeah, okay.
They lose their minds. But then the exact other half of Kings fans, and by the way, weirdly enough, also some on both sides are like, why would we even make a first-round pick? We suck at first-round picks. We suck. Doesn't matter if we get the number one pick, bro.
Can't trust the front office to make a pick.
So it's like,
but don't trade the pick.
As a Kings fan, you're either in the camp of, yeah, of course we want to trade the pick. We suck at picking anyways. We might as well get a known commodity.
Even though the GM did pick a good pick last year.
But then the other side is like, we could never, I don't care if the pick's number 15. It could be, I had a guy who was arguing about Ben Simmons with us. I said, would you trade Cade Cunningham for Ben Simmons? And it wasn't that he said no. I understand saying no to that. He was like, are you kidding? Absolutely not. Ben Simmons couldn't hold a candle to Cade Cunningham. What are you talking about? I'm like, dude, he's all NBA first team. He's 25 years old. And oh, by the way, he's a triple-double threat every day. Doesn't matter. Cade is going to – how do you even know what Cade's going to do? How do you – you have no idea. No idea what Cade's going to do. I do know. I do know what that old first-round pick Shelby's going to do, though, at refinancewithshelby.com. That's refinancewithshelby.com, where I took my home. Well, not my home. I took my home loan. The future of my family's finances, I put all in Shelby's hands. And you know what? He hit a home run. He dunked. He dunked the basketball. He scored the touchdown. You get it. It's not just refinances, it's purchases with Shelby. Now, let me tell you the important stuff. Well, first off, he's going to get you a fantastic rate. Secondly, he's going to close your loan quicker than anyone else. Third, he's local. He lives here. He gets the market. He knows the title companies. He knows most everybody involved in the business. How the heck are you going to get that type of performance out of the loan company you're using in Ohio or LA or Florida or Texas? Whether it's a refinance or purchase, Shelby will make it happen for you at refinancewithshelby.com. That's refinancewithshelby.com. Tell him Carmichael Dave sent you. NLS number 279051, BRE number 0186-4354. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, back into the playoffs. Lakers go up 2-1. Jazz take back their home court advantage. The Bucks rolling through the Miami cold. Not even hot anymore. And what are the Mavs going to do tonight? What are the Knicks and Hawks going to do? There's a lot of stuff going on. Plus, we have several other things to get to. Final hour of the program starts after this.